Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and today we're going to take a look one more time at joy, the subject of joy. Yesterday, if you had a chance to tune into the program, just took part of the first reading that we were given at Mass, because we're making our way today as well through the letter of James. Again, I think this is partly leading up to, because of the way James is speaking about trials and purification and God's mercy, there's a lot there. And there's a lot of challenging things that James is putting his finger on. But tomorrow, we begin that great season of Lent. Tomorrow, we celebrate Ash Wednesday. I just want to encourage you, make sure today, if you haven't already done it, just take a few minutes before the Lord. Maybe you can swing by the Eucharistic chapel at your church, or just find a quiet place where you can just sit down, bring a journal, bring a pen and piece of paper or whatever, a note card, and just put yourself before the Lord and say, Lord, I want to enter into this season of Lent. I want to walk with you. I want to receive everything that you desire to give to me. I want to bring my life more under your lordship. And I pray for your help to be purified and to be able to really focus and receive the grace of this season that you have for me personally, but also in the midst of my family in the parish, in the diocese, in the church. And I pray not only for myself, Lord, but for everybody, every Christian across the planet who is walking into this penitential season, and ask the Lord what he would like you to focus on. What areas do you want to bring before him? Things to give up, the kind of fasting that he wants you to do, he's calling you to do, and to make some decisions about what are you going to do practically to have a discipline and a kind of daily awareness that you're in the season of Lent. We'll have the awareness tomorrow because you get the ashes, but then there's a lot of days between then and Holy Week, so in the Triduum. But there's so much grace here. And I wanted to touch on this week because I think the church in her wisdom has given us James these first readings. And for me, the reality of joy in the midst of trial just popping out at me. And I talked about it yesterday. And if you didn't have a chance to tune in the program, I encourage you to go to our website at Renewal Ministries. You can listen to it there whenever it's convenient. You can download the program here from the Ave Maria app and listen to it at your leisure. And the theme, so Christian, so clear, the idea of joy and trial, joy and difficulty in the same sentence. It's a characteristic of a maturing Christian to be going deeper and deeper into the security of our relationship with God the Father and our relationship with Jesus as Lord in our lives and the presence of the Holy Spirit in us. And the Holy Spirit, as Jesus said, would teach us, would lead us to all truth. And that one of the truths is that literally we are temples of the living God. The indwelling of God has happened in us. And there's no end to which we can get, no, you know, we can go profoundly deeper than where we are right now. And I'm going to be able to read to you some of the promises of God at the end of the program that will be good to take into the season of Lent, but fundamentally to know that you are in the hands of God. And the Lord in this season coming up, he wants to take you deeper and deeper. And he wants you to be able to embrace the challenges and the trials of what you'll experience in the upcoming season of Lent. And that will come from the union that we have with the Holy Spirit in us, who's producing in us joy, other fruits as well, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, but joy. Here's another, I read a definition yesterday. Here's another one that's really quite good. What is joy? What's Christian joy? A stable spiritual delight rooted in communion with God and confidence in his goodness, independent of any and all circumstances. It's a deep delight. By delight, I don't mean feeling. It's not a feeling primarily. I mean, it can be somehow experienced and expressed that way, but it's something much deeper than that. It's a deep security of trust and faith that the gaze of God the Father is upon you, that you're a child of God, that you're ready on the way home, that the most significant thing that could ever happen to you in this life has already happened to you in your baptism. God's nearness to you, he's making you a new creation. You already are a child of God, born again by water and the Spirit, and the favor of God, the love of God is upon you. His anointing is with you, Scripture says. And that anointing, of course, is the Holy Spirit. One of the things that the devil tries to do in trials is to sort of knock us off our horse, to get us discouraged, to lose our sense of awareness of what's really most important, what's profoundly deep in me, the things that are happening that God is producing. He's leading me down the road to sanctity, to be conformed to the image of Christ. And my eternal destiny is already being worked out by him. And I'm in the security of his hands and I'm walking in the favor of his love. That is so powerful. And then the trial becomes a moment where we're destabilized a bit. Why? Because I want to get out of this trial. This doesn't feel good. It creates insecurity. It creates fear and these kinds of emotions that we don't like. And it's hard. And it might even be a physical reality. Like Jesus's death on the cross and his walk to Calvary. And it can be a whole set of things that can knock us off our horse and lead us to surrender. Somebody get me out of this. I'll do whatever I need to do to get out of this. But instead, in the midst of that trial, and why James said, count it pure joy, brothers and sisters, when you walk through any and all trials, because God has permitted it to happen, and what he's after is purifying you, purifying me. It's like the purifying process of gold. James makes that analogy when it's tested in fire. St. Peter read yesterday said the same thing. Our faith, that is our belief in God, our radical trust and abandonment to God. God is our Father. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is our friend. Believing all that it gets purified in trial because it's not subject to the whims of our feelings. It's profoundly deep. It's not a mood, joy, but a state of the will informed by faith and sustained by hope. So it purifies faith, it strengthens hope, and of course, when faith and hope are strengthened, we grow in love. The Catechism, paragraph 2819. The kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. When we're baptized into Christ, we entered his kingdom. This is part of the life of the kingdom, and we live the life of the kingdom now. We actually have the grace to live it out now. It's not like, well, we're going to be thrown around by every kind of confusing doctrine, the seductions of the world, and I'm going to walk away from trials that are too difficult for me, and all that'll be taken care of after I die. No, everything in your life right now, every day is meaningful. The decisions you make as a child of God, consciously knowing, articulating, believing, I'm in the hands of God, of a loving Father whose plan is unfolding in my life, and he's working everything out in my life for the good, the formation of my life. You know, Hebrews 12, 2, I mentioned again, Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Jesus had to pass through death to victory on our behalf. What was one of his strengths? For the joy that was set before him. Returning to the Father, the great joy of his life, knowing the Father's utterly faithful and can bring him there. And of course, as I mentioned yesterday, the joy that was in Jesus saying, I'm going to save. He's going to save us, which is his passion, to save us, that is, from the powers of sin and death, and make a way for us to come into the full joy that's his from all eternity in his relationship with the Father. St. Paul said, we are sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. 2 Corinthians 6:10, Teresa of Avila, let nothing disturb you. God alone suffices. So as you walk through Ash Wednesday tomorrow and the season of Lent and the trials that come with it, and if you take it seriously, there will be trials. But if you take it lightly, which is the devil will leave you alone. It's a little bit like, you might say, the 14 rules of the discernment of spirits that St. Ignatius put together. that begins with saying there's two kinds of people. There's those that are turning away from sin and walking into faith and a fuller life. And then there's those that are moving in the opposite direction, away from God, into the flesh and into our self-will. So the second one, when we're not paying attention to God, when we're not reaching out in our lives and pursuing the Lord in faith and trust and seeking righteousness and saying yes to Jesus, if we're going in the other direction, you know what the devil does? He just greases the skids. He removes everything that gets in the way because he wants you to stay on that path. He's not going to bother you. He'll fill you during Lent with distraction after distraction and pleasure after pleasure if you're not attentive, so that you stay distracted from the serious work and the profound expression of love and really the pathway to growth and maturity that comes by being directed toward Jesus, following in the footsteps of Jesus, walking away from the habit patterns of sin, walking away from ego, humbling ourselves, and following the Lord. The season of Lent is a season of conscious decision to humble ourselves. Remember, to humble oneself is not a feeling, it's a decision. I'm going to do certain acts that do indeed express, bow down before the Lord, presenting my heart to the Lord, be on my knees more with the Lord and praying and paying attention to Him. I just want to end with a few promises of God to kind of lead us into this season of Lent, because these promises of God are just declaring truth about what God has done in us and can be real food for joy and clinging to joy. Remember, going into the season of repentance is not about feeling bad about myself. It's about having great sorrow for sin and humbling myself before God and being willing to confess my sin. But remember some of these things. Matthew 28:20, I'm with you always to the close of the age. Romans 8:28, we know that in everything God works for good for those who love Him. He's going to work for good on your behalf in Lent for those who love Him. And if you're listening to the show, you probably love the Lord. So lean into that. Trials will produce glory. This slight momentary affliction, Paul says, is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all compare. I mean, you can consider Lent a great blessing and a slight momentary affliction, that if we embrace it, we take it seriously. We do it not only alone, but in our families and with our parishes, our communities together, taking this seriously, and let the grace of God and the purification come to us. And that'll redound for greater health in our own lives, but also for the salvation of others. Nothing can separate you from the love of God, Romans 8:38. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask, and it will be given to him, James 1:5. So you're going to need maybe some of that wisdom during Lent. Say, Lord, why is this so hard? Why am I struggling with, why am I remembering some of these things? Because the Lord wants to help you through whatever trial and difficulty or purification He has for you. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. He's coming to wipe away every tear. In your presence, Lord, there is fullness of joy. Declare that to the Lord as you walk through this season. That's Psalm 16. Hope you can join me tomorrow for Ash Wednesday. Big day. God bless you. Don't forget to get your ashes.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.